A multi-million-dollar sewer project is unexpectedly on hold, and that has a lot of Hamilton County and Metropolitan Sewer District officials scratching their heads. I'm WVXU's Tana Weingartner. Last Friday, Cincinnati City Manager Harry Black did something no one was expecting. He sent a letter to companies who'd bid to do work on the Lick Run Valley Conveyance System project, terminating negotiations. That came as a major surprise to Ulumanshuti Construction, which had already been awarded the job and signed contracts with the Metropolitan Sewer District. In an email to county commissioners this week, President Matt Uliman says his company had already begun meeting with project officials and drafting plans. The city manager tells the county he thinks the city can get a better deal if it rebids the project. Commissioner Greg Hartman isn't convinced.
Let's see the math. I mean, let's see what basis that led them to that decision.
Lick Run is part of the larger multi-billion-dollar federally mandated project to overhaul the county's sewer system. The plan is to daylight an old stream that had been filled in and use it to redirect millions of gallons of stormwater out of the county's combined sewer system. In his letter to the county, the city manager says he thinks using a construction manager at risk, or CMAR, approach is more expensive than other options. Commission President Chris Monzel echoes Commissioner Hartman's concerns.
I asked for that same math to say, what are the numbers? What are the percentages of doing it in this matter of design build versus the CMAR process, which to me, we vet it, as you said, for months, had everyone in agreement, and was, in our opinion, the best way to reduce the cost of the project.
Tensions are beyond strained between the city, county, and sewer officials. Earlier this year, the county won a court determination reaffirming what commissioners have said all along. While the city may run the utility, the county makes the rules.
The county has the authority to determine contracting policy. I think that there's no other way to view that court decision, and because of that, the city has no authority to tell us how these contracts are going to be bid.
The county administrator estimates rebidding the process could set the whole project back at least 5 months. He also worries about lawsuits from the construction firms that had signed contracts with MSD for the work. Hartman says he's reluctant to go back to court yet again.
Because we look like children doing that. I mean, it's something that we need to work out.
For now, the county administrator says he's still exploring options. Cincinnati council members did not address the issue during their regular Wednesday meeting. Tana Weingartner, 91.7 WVXU.